This is the podcast for the brainstorming page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. After you have understood the title, the next step of the writing process is to generate ideas. The best way to do this is by a process called brainstorming. This podcast gives information on what brainstorming is, as well as describing three useful brainstorming techniques, namely clustering, listing, and free writing. What is brainstorming? Brainstorming is a technique which is used to get as many ideas as you can, as quickly as you can. The words many and quickly are important. A common mistake students make when brainstorming is to stop after writing down only a few ideas. This is not brainstorming. As the word storm suggests, it's something which should have much energy and power, leading to a flood of ideas. Although brainstorming may take some time, it will save you time in the long run. There is nothing worse than racing confidently into an essay, then getting stuck for ideas halfway through. In other words, writer's block. So let's look at brainstorming techniques, beginning with clustering. Clustering, also called mind mapping, is a visual brainstorming technique. It's especially useful for visual learners. The advantage of this technique is that ideas are organized on the page, making it easier to move to the outlining stage of the process. As a result, it's the most popular brainstorming method with students. For an example of brainstorming using the clustering style, please see the website. Next, listing. Listing, as its name suggests, is a brainstorming technique in which you make a list of ideas. The advantage of this technique is that it enables ideas to be generated more quickly than with clustering, as the ideas can be written in any order. Again, see the website for some actual examples. Finally, free writing. Free writing is a brainstorming activity in which the writer writes anything they can about a topic, in continuous prose, hoping that one idea will lead to another. The advantage of this technique is that it might enable you to generate ideas when the other methods fail. However, it's not generally favoured by students of academic writing. It takes more time, and the writing you produce will be disorganised and will need to be discarded at the end. It's more useful when writing creative works, such as stories. Try this method if you think this will be a good technique for you. First, write the topic at the top of your paper. Second, write as much as you can about the topic. Include as many supporting facts, details, and examples as you can, but don't worry if you don't have many ideas at this stage. Third, after you have run out of ideas, reread your passage and circle or highlight the ideas which seem useful. Fourthly and finally, group the related ideas together, then use them to write an outline. If necessary, generate more ideas first, using one of the methods given in this podcast. For more information on this topic, including a checklist to check your understanding, please visit the website, eapfoundation.com/writing/process/brainstorm.